more ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the February edition of Inside the County Board. Tonight's show is full of the latest news from the board, and we'll have some information that'll matter to you, especially as it relates to the upcoming spring election cycle in Wisconsin. But first up, we are proud to announce new express bus service in Milwaukee County. And joining me tonight, Supervisor Michael Mayo Sr. He's the first vice chairman of the county board and chairs the Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee. Also here, Jackie Jans from the Milwaukee County Transit System. So thanks for being here tonight, both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the new routes. We have the blue line, the green line, and the red line. And a week ago, we launched all three of these new express routes, which means they don't stop as frequently. And Supervisor Mayo, you proudly helped launch these routes at our ceremonial launch last weekend. Why are these routes important to the transit system?
It would get people to places faster. It makes sure that they can understand what's going on. And when they stop in every other stop, they have a little leeway there and they keep going. So they can get to point A to point B much faster.
And these routes were funded through CMAQ funds. And that's Congestion Mitigation Air Quality. Is that what that stands for, Jackie?
Yes, that's it. We just call it CMAQ. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, so those funds became available to us, and we were able to use it to enhance the system. Can you tell me about where these three routes go, which neighborhoods they serve?
Sure. These are a great new service for us. The blue line goes from Fond du Lac to National, and it's a longer service because it travels a lot of territory, but it's a great route. And then we also have the green line, which goes from Bayshore to the airport, and then the red line, which goes along Capitol Drive. So three great options, giving more service to the area, and I think people really enjoy them once they start using them.
And now you had to make some adjustments on some of the routes in the vicinity of these express routes, but it's a net enhancement. And there are some areas where you'll have both local and express service along the same stretch, right?
Right, that's right. But I'd like to point out why we ended up in this situation. We didn't just make the changes to make the changes. Is that we are facing a 10% cut in state funding, so we had to find a creative solution. And because of Milwaukee County, thanks Supervisor Mayo, we were able to apply for these federal funds, which covered a gap of $7 million. But along with that, we did have to make these associated changes. And we were able to launch new, faster service, which is great for the community.
There's been a lot of talk in recent years about the lack of a dedicated local funding source for the transit system. And, you know, do the federal dollars for these express routes give the county any financial flexibility or delay that need for dedicated funding at all, Supervisor?
No, we need dedicated funding right now, because even though CMAQ funding is right now for 2 years, we still need dedicated funding to enhance our bus services, make sure that we have quality service out there, enhance the routes, bring back rollback fares. There's a number of things that we need to do, but we need dedicated funding that will help the people in Milwaukee County, and will take transit system off the property tax rolls. People don't understand that. Once we get our dedicated funding, we will be able to take the bus service off the property tax rolls. And that's very important. And we can enhance our service. We can try to roll back our fares, we have better destinations to job sites. We can extend our route services from the longer time. Instead of cutting off at 1 o'clock, we might be at 3 o'clock when I was a child, or 4 o'clock. And then we can roll that service back out there again. We can do many different things if we get a dedicated funding service. And once we get that funding source, we can take the bus service off the property tax rolls.
What is the status of the dedicated funding right now? I know a sales tax has been talked about. What's the preferred source at this point?
The preferred source is a sales tax. Any metro system as large as Milwaukee County have a dedicated sales tax. There's a couple of hybrids there. They might do an income tax. They can do a room tax. But the number one source is a sales tax. And once you have that sales tax in place, if we can play, if we can have a sales tax for the Brewer Stadium, we sure can have one for our transit system.
And you're saying that that property tax bills would go down if we can take transit off.
Milwaukee County portion will go down.
Yes. Yeah, we can't. County can't control what municipalities or other taxing authorities may do. Now, on the express routes, they're not considered freeway flyers. Those are two different kinds of services. Jackie, can you describe the difference here?
Sure. Express route is a bit of a more of a transit term. So we have freeway flyer service, which most of those routes go on freeways, obviously. So that's very quick service, and it's just rush hour service. And then we have our local regular routes. So those will stop at multiple stops, probably every couple of blocks. And then we have the express routes. Now, express routes are limited stop service is the best way to explain it. So they're stopping about every other block. But we do need to hit major transfer corners, so it's not exact on every stop, because we want to make sure we're servicing the community. But it is going to be quicker and a good service.
And then, you know, if you're looking at these routes, you know, that there are, we've talked about this, there are some that have claimed that the express routes are actually slower than the regular service. And can you set us straight on that point?
Sure. I know we had a group of individuals that were not happy that part of the one of the new routes, the Green Line, was going to be a little bit slower. In actuality, it's going to be quicker because it's limited stop. And it's going to a completely different destination than it was before. This is going from Bayshore to the airport. It's a nice segment, and I really think if people give it a chance, where this is new for us, give it a chance and try out the route. And we're probably going to be making tweaks along the way because it is so new. I think people are really going to enjoy using it.
When was the last time we launched new routes? It's been a number of years, huh?
It's been a number of years.
But Jackie, can you do me a favor and tell the people the blue line is the 60, the green line 15, and the red line is Fondlac?
So the numbers, so they know what numbers you're talking about. Well, we actually don't have numbers anymore for those routes, but the red line used to be the 62. So I know that's what you're talking about.
Correct.
So it used to be the 62. The 62 now is a bit shorter than the current red line is. The blue line used to be the route 23. It goes slightly different on the northern part. And then the green line is a combination of part of the 15 and part new routing. So it's good. It's a good, and what it also means is that we're providing more service to the community and more options, which I think is good. So whether it's a little bit slower or not really isn't the question. The question is the community being served? And we think it is.
So what is it, I've heard it characterized as instead of stopping every two blocks, it's stopping every four blocks. Is there just an average distance you can give me on those stops?
Right. It's about, we try to stop on the local service, the regular routes, 1/8 of a mile. So now we're trying to move the stops to 1/4 or 1/2 of a mile. So it just depends on the area. It also depends on if there's underlying local service. So on the red line, the portions that have the route 62, and we know people can get on the 62, the stops for the red line on that portion will be further apart.
How's it been going so far? We're a week into it. Is it going smoothly?
Well, we have a lot of questions from customers. So what we want to do is get out in the community and ask our customers how they're doing. We're helping at stops to just make sure everyone understands what's going on. And, you know, I'd like to also mention that we have a group of volunteers from our community that got out on the buses. We helped train them and gave them bus passes and asked them, can you help us out? So we have about 20 volunteers that just went out on their time to help our customers, which I think is outstanding and they should be recognized.
Supervisor Mayo, any possibility for more express routes in the future?
If we have dedicated funding, we have that.
Okay, so you're leaving the door open if you can pay for it.
We have to be able to pay for it. Yeah. The property tax people, owners, do not want any more money come from their property tax. And the bottom line, we can look for federal funding, and they're talking about drying up some federal dollars right now. And only way that we can enhance our services is go to the property tax, and people are talking about the property tax is too high. We need CMAQ money. We also need state funding. State officer also took 10% of our funding away. But there's a bill, and call your legislators, talking about the 10% that they want to put back into transit. That's across the state. That's going to help not only Milwaukee County, but Waukesha County, Racine County, Washington County. But I'm here basically from Milwaukee County. I'm a little selfish because we want to make sure our residents can get from work, go to the doctor, go to school, and have fun on and go visit relatives. But we need a good service. Our transit system is the heartbeat of Milwaukee County. It is also the financial system for Milwaukee County because the number of residents do not have cars. But when they go to those shopping malls, they use transit. Our system are clean. Our drivers are very helpful. And we need to keep our transit system number one in the country.
The legislation you're referring to is authored by Senator Jessica King. And that would, as you mentioned, would reverse that 10% cut that was approved in the biennial budget. So if you're interested in that, definitely you want to contact your legislators in Milwaukee County and encourage them to support it. Last question for you, Supervisor, is you served on the CERTA, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Transit Authority, and you had cast some votes against the Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee Commuter Rail Project, and it was ultimately the demise of that project that made some funds available for this express service. Are you pleased with the way that turned out?
I'm very happy because most of the money that they were trying to do for the KRM, it was going to take out Milwaukee County and spread it through Racine and Kenosha, and they did not pay their fair share. 90% of the revenue was coming from Milwaukee County. If we're going to have that type of revenue go outside of Milwaukee County, it need to continue our service to make our service profitable, make sure that our riders have opportunity to get to job sites near the border. I have no problem working together. We work with Waukesha County right now. We work with Ozaukee County, even Washington County. But we need to have a partnership. But our resources should stay within Milwaukee County. If we're going to do a regional service, it should be equal, not lopsided.
What's the status of the CERTA RTA board?
It is defunct.
Does that make it difficult to work with other counties?
We are working with other counties now, and we don't have a CERTA board right now.
Okay.
We are willing to work with anyone who want to enhance a transportation service within Milwaukee County and outside Milwaukee County, but we need to be a partner, a full partner, not lopsided.
Well, I'm glad that both of you were able to come on the program and talk about the express service and how we funded it. Anything I haven't covered that you want to mention here?
I would like to say that the Metro Express routes, the Red Line, Blue Line, Green Line, they do cost the same as a regular route. So some people have had questions on that. So it's just a regular $2.25 for cash, or if you use tickets and passes, it's $1.75 a ride.
Okay, well, that's good to mention. And your website, RideMCTS.com, right?
Right.
If they want to see the specific route maps or anything like that, that's all on there.
Right. And then we have our phone number so individuals can call. It's 414-344-6711.
Excellent. Supervisor Mayo, Jackie Jams from Transit, thanks for being on the program.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
When we come back, we'll discuss efforts to help people comply with new voter laws this spring, and we will preview upcoming races for the county board when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.